This is Advanced Ability Center, tape number 27. The title of this lecture is Postulates.
Hi. Can everybody hear me?
I knew you could.
Well, it's another Sunday barbecue, and it started out as a real pretty day. It got a little chilly. I'm a little chilly. So we're going to start off with this week's graduates, or most of them. Virginia. Were there other ones? Okay. Some of this week's graduates. Oliver Jopling, Advanced Ability 1. Tom Webster, solo course. Tom Webster, Advanced Ability 1. Susan Cuthbertson, solo course. Absent. Susan Cuthbertson, Advanced Ability 1. Jorge Tomasi, solo course. Jorge Tomasi, Advanced Ability 1. Ron Dickens, Advanced Ability 2. Ron Dickens, Advanced Ability 3. Joy Evans, Advanced Ability 3. Two people that, or one person that finished that I don't have a cert for, because he finished just recently, is Dave McCracken, Ability 5 and 5A. And there are several others who we didn't get the certs made for, but we'll have them next week. Just want to remind you that December 16th is our Christmas party, and you can get directions, etc., from the receptionist on where it is and what's happening. So that's about it for the announcements. So how about a warm welcome for David?
Hi. Today I thought, wow. Today I thought I'd give a little talk about what's been going on over the past several months or so, and what we're looking forward to in the up and coming months in the future. When we started off the AAC, it was July last year. It was about a year and nearly 1.5 years ago. It's a bit under 1.5 years ago. One of the things that we wanted to do was not just to start a center in which people could get services. We wanted to also train people for other centers. And the idea of it was to make it possible for people to be able to go up the bridge in their own hometown or home city, or at least a city nearby, or as far as the world's concerned, to have at least a center in every country in the world. And we're heading well towards that now, so I thought I'd go over a little bit about what's been accomplished along those lines. Partly the idea is that, you know, we felt that it would be a good thing for people to be able to get services nearby rather than have to make a long trip overseas. And also, the other part of training people for other centers is so that we could raise the technical quality. Now, a lot's been said in the past about standard tech and high technical quality. And over the years, on various jobs that I've had in the past, raising technical quality or keeping technical quality up was one of the main purposes or duties that I had. And of course, since I've been operating in the independent field, I feel that I've accomplished a lot more in terms of raising technical quality than I ever did before or ever could have before. Mainly because other factors were entered in, such as weekly stats and the push to get things done in a big hurry before the week ended or in order to meet some target or something, and quality always suffered under those conditions. And one of the major differences in the independent field is that I actually don't know of any center anywhere in the world in the independent field where time targets or production targets, as they're called, have any importance. And quality and giving good service are of paramount importance in the independent field. And that in itself makes the whole thing worthwhile, if it was for that reason alone. Anyway, today, every major independent center in the world has at least one technical person there that's been trained by us at some time during the last year. And we feel that's quite an accomplishment and a contribution towards the independent field. In the past, people often used to ask me if we did standard tech and if there was any standard tech and how could you have standard tech in the independent field and so on. And I haven't been asked that in a long time. It's been several months since I've ever been asked that. So I can only assume from that that the results are telling the story for themselves, which I'm sure they are. A recent publication in the UK listed all the completions that had occurred in the UK, and they were apparently far higher than the number of completions that had been achieved during the same period of time in the orgs there. I think by about two or three times. And here at the AAC in Santa Barbara, we've also had a very high number of completions. We were quite surprised at the end of our first 12 months when we listed and counted up the number of completions that we'd had. We were actually surprised how many it was, and there have been a large number since then. And so there are people making progress, and rapidly. But aside from that, which would be what we would expect a center to do, we feel that we have a special role, and that is to raise the technical quality and keep it high in other centers, and also to train auditors and CSs for other centers so that they can achieve and deliver very good results. A number of centers in the world are affiliated with us, and we do technical supervision for them and look over folders for them and help them with programming and so on. And that in itself helps bring about a high level of quality in those centers. Quite apart from the centers that are affiliated with us, there are a large number of other centers whose folders also I get to see, or I get to hear from people that have been audited there. And generally, the quality of technical results in the independent field is far, far higher than it is elsewhere. And it's also far, far higher than I've ever seen it in many, many years. Possibly it's higher than it's ever been. And I think that's very pleasing. What we want to do in the future, of course, is to continue doing these things, and we want to train more people for other centers, partly to help bring about more centers in other places, and partly to keep raising the quality of results even higher. So over the next, say, 6 months or so, we expect, and you'll probably see a large number of people here for training as auditors and CSs and supervisors, and that's the direction that we're heading in. We'll never drop out delivering auditing and other services for individuals, but in the future we expect to and hope to have about 50% of our activities at the AAC to be training people for other centers. And I guess that makes it all worthwhile. We feel it's the best contribution that we can make for the rest of the independent field. So we've made some progress on it so far, and we're looking forward to doing a lot more of this in the future. And it also helps in a way, sometimes you hear people wondering about whether the various independent centers are in competition with each other. And of course, there always is that to some degree in any free enterprise system. But to a degree, we're not really involved in that, because our primary role, as we feel it is to train people for other centers to help them to do better wherever they are. Anyway, those are my thoughts on what's been going on over the past year and what we're heading for in the future. And I feel that out of this, various other things will come about. And as you know, one of the hurdles to, or barriers rather, to dissemination in the past and even currently has been that it's very often when you start to disseminate to somebody, they've already heard a tremendous number of bad things about it. And unfortunately, most of the things they've heard turn out to be true. So I don't think the answer, and personally, you know, just as a little tip in disseminating, I haven't found it to be at all effective to try to deny those or say that it's just bad PR or anything like that. In fact, I, you know, personally know of far worse things than what most of these people have even heard of. So I think the best handling on that is simply to acknowledge that it's so, and those things have occurred, but also to give the person some hope in that that's the reason why we separated out from that sort of thing, and we're heading off to do things differently from now on. The value of any philosophy has to be in terms of how much better off the people that are involved in that philosophy are here and now in their everyday life. That's the measure of it. Often in the past, people were told that although things were bad now, it was because we were working toward doing something in the future. Or sometimes there were various threats have been used, such as, you know, if you don't go along with this, your eternity is at stake or in question or taken away or something like that. But the idea was that rather than a person becoming better off now, that was covered up with the idea that, well, we're working to bring about something better in the future. And I feel that that's, to put it plainly, is an attempt to hoodwink people. Because the workability of any philosophy or technique or anything is how much better off is the person now, as well as how much better off is he going to be tomorrow, and so on. And so what I feel that we can bring about is basically the creation of constructive philosophy out of the experience that we've had in the past. And that's really what we're setting out to do. And I think it's coming about, not just based on what we're hearing about locally here, but, you know, based on what's going on in other centers across the world. There are a large number of centers that are getting new people coming in and starting off who've never had any of these experiences, and they're progressing very well. There are things that, you know, one does learn from things in life, but it appears that overrun and invalidation and evaluation are not necessary to the learning process. So anyway, our postulate is for a future in which, you know, people get better off as they go along from day to day and continue to do so. And along with that would be less reviews and corrections and repairs and things necessary, which we've noticed it very markedly here in this center, and other centers also have noticed that. So overall, I'm very pleased not only with the progress we've made here at the AAC, but I'm also very, very pleased about the progress that other centers are making, and I feel that that gives us tremendous hope for the future, because it shows that we're going to be able to do it right this time. So thank you very much.
Just a few things along the same line. We have one person coming in from Europe, from one of the major centers there, that'll be here, I think, Friday to start training as a senior CS, and two more that are planning to come in January. Also, this week at the AAC, we hit highest ever people on between solo and advanced ability 3, which was 15 for 1 week, which is highest ever in the independent field. So we are moving people up the bridge. I guess that's about it for today. Sorry it's a little too cold, but I couldn't handle that. It's like the guy once told me, he said, Rome wasn't built in a day, but I wasn't in charge of that project. So thanks for coming, and stick around and get some coffee and talk, and we'll see you next week.